This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So here we are. We spent 2 days in the shul, 48 hours. I don't think there's any 48-hour period throughout the Jewish calendar that we spend so much time in the Beis HaKnesses. We're focused on tshuva. We're focused on coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then out of left field, we have Tzom Gedalia. I thought we're done with that. We already had Shavuos Batamos, we had the 3 weeks, we had the Bein HaMetzarim, we had Tisha B'Av. Not only that, we so had it that Hashem consoled us for 7 weeks. So now we're focused on Shuva, and then all of a sudden, after Rosh Hashanah, we have Tzom Gedalia. I thought we're done with that part of the calendar. Where did Tzom Gedalia come from? That belongs to a different period of the year. Haven't we moved past that? What is the connection between Tzom Gedalia, following Rosh Hashanah, and heading into Yom HaKippurim? Amazingly, Kabbalistically, and we're just to get a little bit of a flavor and a little bit of a taste, there is a very strong connection between the Midas Hadin that was exhibited on Rosh Hashanah and Tzom Gedalia. There's an idea that Midas Hadin emanates from Elohim, Aleph Lamed, Hey, followed by Yud and Mem. Okay, 5 letters. Those 5 letters, Megala Amukas, Rav Nosson Nata Shapiro, he was a contemporary of the Bach. He was a rabbi in the city of Krakow, and he is someone that it says on his grave, he had Gilui Eliyahu Panim El Panim. He writes in his 224th explanation for the second pasuk of Parshas Vaschanan. You know, he wrote 252 explanations for the second pasuk of Vaschanan. He wrote 1,000 explanations for the small aleph of Vayikra. We don't have it. We have 9 of them. Where the other 991 are, can't tell you. Megal Amukos writes that the name Elohim, which was exhibited on Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Lamed Hey, followed by Yud Mem, if broken up further in something called Miloy, where you take the letter and you spell it out completely, so the Aleph would be spelled Aleph Lamed Pei, the Lamed spelled Lamed Mem Dalet, the Hey, Hey Hey, the Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, and so forth, you get 13 more letters. So you got that? You have 5 letters on top, Aleph Lamed Hey, Yud, followed by Mem. It's always good to hear this at the end of a Tainus. Followed by 13 letters of Miloy. Then you take those 13 letters of Miloy and you spell them out. And you get another 34 letters. 5, 13, 34. That's Gedalia. Gedalia is Hey, 5. Yud Gimel, 13. Lamed Daled, 34. All elements of Midas Hadin are in full display on Tzom Gedalia in the aftermath of Rosh Hashanah without a shofar to sweeten the Midas Hadin. And that is why, amazingly, Tzom Gedalia is exactly, you take 5 and 13 and 34, that adds up to 52. Tzom Gedalia is exactly 52 days after Tisha B'Av. That's just the beginning of the Megala Amukos uncovering a small degree of the depth of Tzom Gedalia. But we want to understand on a very simple level, what is the connection between Tzom Gedalia and Rosh Hashanah? We'll try to offer a few approaches. It's very good to be righteous. It's very good to have saintliness. It's good to be a tzaddik. It's not good to be too much of a tzaddik. Al tehi tzaddik harbe, Shlomo HaMelech says. Righteousness needs boundaries, needs borders. Here you have a guy, so he's very inspired with Rosh Hashanah. So he says he's going to get up early, he's going to say the whole Tehillim. So he starts at Alois HaShachar, and he's saying the whole Tehillim. By the time he's done, he missed the Zman Krishma. He missed the Zman Tefillah. So he's very righteous, he's just not very learned. Le'am Ha'aretz Chassid, an unlearned person cannot really be righteous. One's righteousness is limited by one's education. So we sit in shul on Rosh Hashanah for 2 days straight. As they say, talis ibur in kup, the talis is over your head, and you feel very holy, and you feel very righteous. Don't forget to have your feet landed on the ground. Remember what happened to Gedalia? Somebody told you, Gedalia, somebody wants to kill you. No, chas v'shalom, I can't listen to Lashon Hara. I'm not, okay, I understand you're not to believe it, but maybe you should be suspicious, maybe you should be concerned, maybe don't go down the block that Yishmael lives on. No, I can't even allow the sound waves of Lashon Hara to hear my ear, hit my eardrums. So Gedalia was what we call excessively righteous. He was tzaddik harbe. He didn't realize, he didn't recognize the halacha that even though Lashon Hara you're not allowed to believe, but you have to be concerned for it. You have to be righteous, but you can't be foolish. The lesson of Tzom Gedalia in the aftermath of Rosh Hashanah is after spending 2 days in the Beis HaKnesses, engrossed in tefillah, engrossed in kedusha, realize and recognize al tehi tzaddik harbe. There always has to be a modicum of balance between righteousness and practicality and being smart and knowing what the halacha is. That's a very basic approach to why Tzom Gedalia follows Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos in Masechta Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis brings that there are 12 very important weeks of the year, very important haftorahs of the year. What we call Shalosh de Paranusa, 3 weeks of punishment, Shiva de Nechemta, 7 weeks of consolation, and Tarti de Tiyufta, 2 weeks of tshuva. Which is an amazing thing. That means that today, Aser Simei Tshuva, what are we doing tshuva for? What are we repenting for? We always have to connect it back to the root of our problem. We had 3 weeks of punishment, Tosfos says. Dashach, Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Chazoin Yishayo Ben Amoitz. Those are 3 weeks of punishment commemorating Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So we should do tshuva right away. No, we can't do tshuva right away. Do tshuva right away? We're so beaten down, we're so crushed, we're so demoralized, that before we're able to do tshuva, the Ribbono Shel Olam has to breathe life into us. The Ribbono Shel Olam has to comfort us. God has to give us encouragement. So He gives us 7 weeks of consolation. And after 7 weeks of consolation, the last week of consolation took us right up to Rosh Hashanah. The Haftorah of Parshas Nitzavim was Sois Osis Bashem. We're still getting consolation a few days before Rosh Hashanah. And when we're properly consoled, then we could start doing tshuva. But what are we doing tshuva for? We're doing tshuva for the averos that brought about Chorban Beis HaMikdash. We still have to keep in mind, we still have to remember, that we're not just doing tshuva for personal averos, for something that we may have slipped up on a personal level. We always have to go back to the beginning of the 12-week process. The 12-week process began with Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. That was the last time I was here. And then it continued with Tisha B'Av. And then we had 7 weeks of consolation. But at the end of the day, even after Rosh Hashanah, we have a little reminder with Tzom Gedalia what we're doing tshuva for. We're doing tshuva for the averos that brought about the cycle of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And whatever caused the Chorban, that is what our focus is in terms of doing tshuva. Another very important idea when it comes to Tzom Gedalia. So Gedalia led a very small she'eris of a small community that remained in Eretz Yisrael, that were not exiled to Babylon, that were not exiled to Egypt. And he is what the Rambam refers to as the last ember, the last coal that remained, the last settlement in the land of Israel. What would have happened if Gedalia was not assassinated in that 70-year period between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni? We know we had 410 years of the first Beis HaMikdash. We had 420 years of the second Beis HaMikdash. There were 70 years in between. Had Gedalia not been assassinated, we would have had one long, contiguous period of 900 years. And you know what that would have meant? The Navi Chagai says, "Va'eretz abay ve'ikavda." It's missing a hay. And the Gemara in Yuma darshins the second Beis HaMikdash was missing a lot of the glory and the majesty of the first Beis HaMikdash. There was no Aroin. There was no Urim V'Tumim. There was no Eish Min HaShamayim. There was no divine presence. There was no Shekhinah. There was no Ruach HaKodesh. Why is that? Because there was an interruption between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Why was there an interruption between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni? Because Gedaliah was assassinated. Had he not been assassinated, instead of having 410 and then later 420, we would have had 900 glorious years of a Beis HaMikdash with the Shekhinah, with the Urim V'Tumim, with Ruach HaKodesh, and we never would have had that great downward spiral that we experienced during Bayis Sheni. So the assassination of Gedaliah caused an interruption between one period of Kedusha and another period of Kedusha. That's the function of Tzom Gedaliah. We just sat in Shul for 48 hours. We probably reached high levels of Kedusha. We probably made commitments to ourselves to be better in the upcoming year, to be more committed, to be more dedicated, to be more meticulous. We now have 7 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. If those 7 days will be like the 70 years in between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, and when we come to Yom Kippur, we're going to have to start all over again, our Yom Kippur will be lacking in the glory that we're able to achieve on Yom Kippur. The function of Tzom Gedaliah is to ensure that the 7 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim will not turn into the 70 years between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. And if we're able to remember the importance of continuity, of non-interruption, of that in the realm of Kedusha, much of Kedusha that is generated is when we're able to be consistent without interruption, without distraction. Then we could ensure that the days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur will be one contiguous period of 10 days of tshuva that Be'ezus Hashem will grant us the opportunity for a slicha v'chapara, and Be'ezus Hashem we shall be zoicha to a gemar chasima toiva and a year of good health, nachas, v'mali Hashem kol mishal sein l'toiva. Thank you very much. Agut Yar.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.